first and foremost, it's going to sharpen my leadership skills, and it is also going to teach me best practice in terms of how a corporate is managed. I also expect to learn a lot in terms of corporate governance and also to hone my fundraising skills as well. As my business is very capital intensive because we sell money, I should then have a lot of avenues to harness that money so that I can be able to sell it. So I believe this is an opportunity for me to be able to equip myself for my business to grow into the foreseeable future.
What process did you have to go through to be able for you to qualify for this YALI program?
I did not actually have to do any courses to qualify for the program, but I think the selection was solely on the business plan that I have for the company that I founded in 2011 and the projects that we have undertaken to date and the success stories in those projects that we're currently undertaking. We are currently serving a market of over 4,500 clients, and the balance sheet is now over 1.2 million. So I think those are the things that the panel looked at in terms of the potential for the business to grow into the foreseeable future.
What exactly are you doing at the moment that you hope to value add by being in this program when you do return?
One very important project that we are undertaking is the commercialization of cassava production in Zimbabwe. We are doing it in the eastern parts of Zimbabwe. This project is very key in turning around the agricultural sector in the sense that cassava is not a very popular crop here in Zimbabwe. But what we want to do is to try and make it popular. And then after our pilot study in the eastern parts of Zimbabwe, we'll then replicate this product in other areas, mainly in the dry areas of the country, because this crop thrives in areas that have low rainfall. And obviously, in terms of yield, this crop is better than our normal staple maize meal. The yields are higher, and there's scope for increased household income for the farmers that will actually be undertaking in this crop. I also hope that after this program, I'll be able to expose my farmers to other sustainable agricultural practices and also get maybe clean energy products like solar generators, solar pumps, for those that are planting their crop close to water bodies.
And what advice would you have for young youth in Zimbabwe that are also perhaps aspiring to start their own businesses with everybody crying about how difficult the economy is at the moment?
Just to borrow from President Obama, I think if you embrace the yes, we can attitude in everything that you do, you'll be able to achieve it. I know a lot of youth complain in terms of not having capital, but I say the first fundraising you should do is within your family circles. Friends and family should be the first place where you try and raise capital. If these people have confidence in your business idea, it will be very easy to then approach banks and other angel investors to put money into your business. And this I am talking from experience.
And when do you leave Zimbabwe, and where are you going to be attached to while you're here?
I'm looking forward to leave Zimbabwe on the 13th of June and arrive in America on the 14th of June. I'll be attached to Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, and I'll be there before leaving for Washington, D.C., where we'll have the presidential summit. Whilst I'm at Clark Atlanta, I'm hoping also to be attached to companies like IBM, Coca-Cola, and Delta Airlines, which are part of the Clark Atlanta Business School.